Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, the last Reality Spirituality of 2018. Oh, my goodness. Did the year fly by fast? Woo. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you for being here. I am the world's only, I'm going to say it, yes, only happiness specialist. And what does that mean? Who is she? What happiness specialist? The nerve of her. It's impossible to be happy in every moment, isn't it? Well, for my listeners that have been listening for a while, you might hear some things over again today, but this show is going to be a reminder. This show is going to be a little nudge for you to maybe practice a couple more things for the new year, just so you'll be able to experience more happiness. And when I say the word happiness, I'm really talking about having a vibration, having an energy of peace, having a vibration of peace, feeling balanced, feeling relaxed, feeling content, having that vibration of satisfaction, just being able to navigate through this journey, navigate through your journey rooted in peace. That's what I'm talking about when I say experience more happiness. And my definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. In other words, it's a moment-by-moment experience. And how is it even possible to be at peace? What about bombs dropping off, tornadoes, typhoons, tsunami? Well, how can you be at peace? What about health issues? What if you have a death in the family? What if your finances? What if relationship? What if all these things happen? How can you be at peace with that, Rebecca, this know-it-all about happiness? My dear audience, like any other practice, like any other skill, what you experience and how you experience and how you react to your experiences or respond to your experiences is based on what you practice daily. So when I say happiness and being at peace and feeling at peace and feeling balanced and relaxed, what I'm really talking about is a state of being, a state of mind. You know, when you learn how to drive, when you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget. When you learn how to drive a stick shift, you don't forget. So what I'm talking about, the practice becomes who you are. The practice becomes your identity. The practice becomes choosing in any moment peace over drama. The practice becomes this vibration of behavior of accepting, allowing, surrendering, trusting, knowing that everything is in order, letting go, being okay with uncertainty, living consciously. Living consciously means that there isn't anything coming out of your mouth that you haven't consciously decided or chosen to say. Is that correct English, chosen to say? Whatever comes out of your mouth, you are conscious of it. There's no robotic, there's no robot, this happened, so I have to respond this way. There's none of that robot stuff. It is a conscious decision in every moment. It is a conscious choice. This show is going to be a reminder, a brush up, a rejuvenation, a reminder of what adds to happiness and what subtracts from happiness. So get your pens and paper out. Get your pens and your paper, your pencil and your paper, because I'm going to go through a whole list of things that subtract from your happiness. And what you can do is just choose to practice whatever behavior is going to be easy for you, whatever behavior are you inspired to practice. And with that said, I'm also going to share with you my accomplishments of the year of 2018, and I'm going to share with you my biggest challenges of 2018, at least the ones I wrote down and the ones I remembered, because one of the things about being happy and being rooted in peace is that you're always in the present moment. So I got to scratch my head to think about yesterday. But there are some things about yesterday that just stick out that easy for me to pull up. So I'm going to share all of that today. But before I go on, let me do a little business. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me at rlnsignature@gmail.com. And in 2019, I'm going to be offering, just by invitation only, one-on-one sessions, weekend retreats. And I am available to speak seminars, weekend retreats, workshops. I'm available. Just contact me at rlnsignature@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at rlnorrington. My Instagram is Reality Spirituality. First book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And my second book, the one that I'm writing right now, is going to be published in 2019. It's called Program for Unhappiness. And that is really what we're talking about, is the programming of being and experiencing unhappiness. Because when you came out, my dear audience, when you first appeared on the scene, you were at peace with everything, your surroundings. You were at peace with all of it, how you looked, what you felt, all of it, the people around you. Well, unless they had some kind of energy, but I digress. So it's getting back to recognizing the programs that are in place, the programs that actually make you feel or contribute to you feeling bad about any moment, about any circumstance. It's not about the event. It's not about the experience. It's about your perception. It's about your judgment. It's about what you label the experience to be. And any experience, you can travel through any experience at peace. And I don't care what it is. So happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens, regardless of what you're feeling. It is a state of mind. It is a practiced skill. Now, one of the things I want to ask, especially for my new listeners, what do you think are the biggest problems in the world? What is it? Just think about it. Give me the five top big problems in this world. What is it? Poverty, disease, hunger, overpopulation, war, religion. What is it? ISIS, terrorists, global warming, animal rights. Well, what do you think is the biggest problem that the world is challenged by today? I'll give you a minute. I'll give you a couple of minutes. I ain't going nowhere. You wrote it down. You have an idea of the biggest problems that you think are plaguing the world today. Well, my answer is this. My answer is people that are unhappy, people that are not at peace. See, happy people don't wage wars. Happy people don't fight. Happy people don't argue. Happy people don't hold grudges. Happy people don't judge. When I say happy, remember, I'm also saying is this internal peace. Peaceful people, they are not concerned with judging anyone else or any situation. So the biggest problem, I mean, look out there, is unhappy people or people that are contributing angst and anger and irritation and annoyance. Whatever you're feeling is what you're going to be contributing to this world. Whatever you're feeling, whatever your vibration is what you are contributing to the planet. And I'm going to have to talk about, you know, I like to do in the news. And sometimes I forget in the news, but yesterday I had a perfect in the news moment. If you listen, you know I'm a football fan, and I was watching one of the college playoff games. And this coach, everybody knows him. He's the head coach of Alabama. They're number one in the nation. They've been number one for, 4 years? It's a top program. And this particular coach, his name is Nick Saban, this particular coach, I've never watched him before. I mean, I've heard stories about him. But I saw it with my own eyes yesterday. And one of the people on the team, one of the football players, made a bonehead move. Now, mind you, these are college students. These kids are 18, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. They're college age. They're young. They're youngsters. And one of the guys on the team messed up. And this Nick Saban, who is an adult, you know, what is he, 50, 60? Got to be at least 60. Grabbed his headphones off of his head and slammed him into the ground, not to mention the expletives that were flying. Now, listen, I'm not up here judging. I'm not up here focusing on it. But what I am saying is his contribution, every single person, every single young person that is watching either the show or even on his team, is looking at that behavior. That's normal behavior. I'm mad. I'm pissed. I'm going to slam something into the ground. I'm going to get irate. I'm going to do all of that stuff. I'm going to be demonstrative. I'm going to have a rage. I'm going to have a fit. All of it. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but what I am saying is that is what he is contributing to this planet. And that is one of the reasons why, oh, my goodness, I do this radio show for the last 99 years, is because we have other choices, other ways to respond. There are other ways to respond, and quite frankly, that behavior, what is that going to do? Strike fear into those students? I remember, you know, reading stories about these coaches that are really angry, and you don't find a lot of that in the professional, but you find it, especially, it's kind of strange with the young kids. But these people that are demonstrating anger and frustration, what are you saying that's well, I'm not going to pretend to sing, but my perception is that is a normal way to respond, okay. And even the announcers, oh, he's upset. Well, this is what we're teaching our children, and this is what we're contributing to the world. I just want you to think about it for a second. There is this, I mean, is the behavior going to change what happened on the field? Is the behavior going to teach a youngster anything other than being afraid? That's a question for you to answer, my dear audience. Let me just really quickly. Now, you know what? I'm going to share with you my biggest challenges of the year. I wrote a few down. And if you've listened to the show, you know I moved from California to Oregon. And I'm telling you, living in Southern Oregon is nothing like living in California. And especially, I'm living in the middle of the forest surrounded by trees. And you've heard the story. But my biggest, one of my biggest challenges this year is surrendering to the plan of the universe. Letting go of all of the things that I have on my to-do list. Letting go of all of the plans, of all of the ideas that I have for my future. I know what my future is supposed to look like. Letting go of all of that and sitting back and really trusting that the plan is in place, that there are things in the works, that the universe's plan serves me to my highest, highest good, serves me and is directed and created and put together by the, I mean, come on, by the best of, you know, I'm using labels here, by the best of the best of the best planners ever. I'm going to let go of that job trying to plan something for my future. I'm going to let go, and I'm going to sit back with my hands behind my head and say, okay, universe, I trust. Let's see what you got. I'm open to whatever you have and whatever it looks like. Surrendering, practicing surrendering on a daily basis is more than a notion, but the more you practice, the easier it gets. The more you practice, the more it becomes your identity and who you are. Another big challenge for me this year was just accepting. If you listen to the show, I haven't shared on my show, but my mother died in October, the end of October. And with all that, it's so interesting because the death itself, I get a lot of, oh, I mean, I'm sorry for your loss, but in truthfully, I have to say that word loss is a programmed word because I don't feel like I lost anything. There definitely was an experience, but a loss, I mean, if I misplaced my keys, that's a loss. You know, I lost my keys, I lost my wallet, but I don't feel like there was a loss. Now, there was definitely, I'm not going to be able to see her physically, but, you know, her energy and her spirit has not left me since the day she left the planet physically. I can have a conversation with her at any time, and I have. And, in fact, I have to say, my number one son said something to me the day of her death. And he said, you know, now, Mom, he says, Grandma is free. She's free. She's surrounded by love. There is no more fear. She's in a place of freedom, of love, of light. And when you choose to change the way that we all were programmed to think about death is going to feel different. Yes, of course I cried. Yes, of course I was reminiscing. Yes, of course I went through all of that. But it was a moment-by-moment experience. And when people say, you know, sorry for your loss, I just tell them, I don't feel like I lost anything. It's just a different experience. But with that said, I'm sharing on my show for the first time, That woman, my mother, left the family home and all the contents in it to her handyman. Now, I'm sharing this with you because I want you to really get... No, scratch that. I don't want you to get anything. I want you to understand all of the things that I say that I practice, all of the things that I practice. Oh, those things were out front and center. And what I learned about myself is even though I say that I have no expectations, and I said I don't have any attachments, and I really didn't think I did until I find out that everything was left to the handyman. Sorry to laugh, but it's funny now. And with that said, what I really had to do was let go. I'm not saying it's easy, audience, let go of blaming my mother for anything. My mother didn't leave everything to the handyman. That was the universe's plan. It was a setup. It was the universe that did it. My mother was just acting as a vehicle. So it was a practice to not blame her, not blame the handyman, not blaming the attorney that set everything up, not taking any of the decision personally, being able to surrender to reality. I got to keep my ego in check. And I have to say that it was a wave of ups and downs. But from the end of October, to the end of December, because of what I practiced, because of what I do practice, I mentioned it earlier, trusting and surrendering and knowing that the plan that the universe has is bigger and better than I would ever imagine, I can say I can let go of all of that, let go of the house, let go of everything in it, including my baby shoes, my baby picture. I mean, there are countless photos. You're talking about, 40 years, 30 years in that house? Nope, there's absolutely nothing in that house that I want and or need, including the house. Now, I couldn't say that a couple of weeks after the revelation, the baseball bat to the back of the head. I couldn't say it then, but I can say it now. Which brings me to my accomplishments for 2018. This thing about accepting and letting go and accepting reality and accepting the moment, you know, we say, it is what it is, it is what it is. Well, that is the problem. The suffering comes from putting a label on it, putting a judgment on the moment. Oh, there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with that decision. There's something wrong with what's unfolding. There's something wrong. This isn't right. It's not just. It's not fair. Wah. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be changed. Something needs to change. I'm here to tell you that there is nothing that needs changing that is external. There is nothing out there that needs to change. All the change, all the growth, all of it comes from within. I started working at a senior center in town. And when I first got to the senior center, this was a few months ago, when I first got to the senior center, trust me, audience, there were so many things that I saw that was wrong with that center. It wasn't clean enough. They're not serving the healthiest food. There's too many sweets. I mean, on and on and on. I found so many things wrong. And I have to say, I was focused on all the things that I thought could be better, could be improved, would be more beneficial for the seniors in the area. And lo and behold, that never felt good. That vibration of looking out and finding something wrong never felt good, never felt peaceful. And I had to practice, major practice, and that's why the universe sent me there. I'm not going to take the credit for going and volunteering at a senior center. I'm not going to take that credit. No. The universe put me there for a reason. To practice more accepting, to practice surrendering. See, I get they put me in every position to practice what I need to practice to experience more peace, to experience more balance, to be more relaxed, to have that vibration of satisfaction, to feel content. No, I'm given every opportunity, every experience is just another reason, another way to practice. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just press the number 1 if you want to say hi or you want to have if you have a question. So my biggest accomplishments this year is trusting, surrendering, accepting, and how to remain peaceful during all the challenges. You know what else happened to me this year that I was really proud of? I mean, this has never happened to me. I've shared it on the show before, but I have to share it again. And it depends on what you practice. I have a neighbor who has a really, really hot temper. And the only reason why I could say that is because he reminded me of me back in the day when I was a bitch on wheels, temperamental, judgmental, got to be right. Oh, I knew what was wrong with every single person I met. Anywho, this older gentleman had a problem with what did I do? Why did he get mad? I'm trying to remember. What was it? Oh. What was it? Oh, I know. I remember now. I remember. He was walking his dogs and he let his dog crap all over the road and he wasn't picking it up, and then I reported him and now he has a problem with me. So he comes to the house, rings the doorbell, I come out to the garage, and this man yelled and screamed at me and called me all kinds of names. You bitch, you crazy woman, I'm going to sue you. I mean, screaming to my face. And he was a big guy, very intimidating, screaming. And that was the first time in my life, my dear audience, the first time, and I believe that was this year. It might have been last year. But anywho, the first time I was able to not be affected or not take anything personally when somebody's screaming and yelling at me. And I've had people scream and yell at me while I'm driving, various hand gestures. And I have to say that it doesn't bother me, because I know and I practice not taking anything personally, and know that anybody that is displaying anger has nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing. Oh, we have a caller. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Let me see. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Nathan?
Yes, good morning.
Well, good morning, Nathan. Good morning. So glad to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here on the show.
Well, thank you. Well, this is the last show of the year, and you were listening. Do you have a comment, or you want to contribute? Do you have a question? Please feel free.
Yeah, you just talked about noticing the vibration, and that I just want to say for 2018, for me, looking back, a really big theme for me, and I'm not sure what exactly sparked it, but I had this motivation or inspiration to really check in with my vibe as much as I could for 2018. And it's been really helpful for me, because anytime, regardless of what situation I'm in or who I'm talking to or what happened yesterday or what I am thinking what might happen tomorrow, I know that I always have that reference point of my own vibration, and I can always check in with that in the present moment. So I like to say that it helped give me my power back.
Mm-hmm.
Feel something really powerful in knowing what, and just knowing what the vibration is.
Not I was even just going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to ask you, can you explain to the audience what you mean by checking in with your vibe? Can you go into a little bit more detail. What vibe are you talking about checking in? How do you check in? Can you just kind of expand on that, please?
Yeah, no, that's really good. For me, it means, in really, really general terms, it means noticing how I'm feeling. Like if I were to name my emotions in any given moment, or if someone came up to me and out of nowhere and said, "What are you feeling right now?" What, if you had to put a name to your emotion right at the second. So sometimes no one's coming up to me and asking me that. It's like I have to do that myself. But if I'm feeling, any kind of way, and I want to a little moment of pause, I'll just ask myself, what emotion am I feeling? And sometimes it's I'm feeling angry. Sometimes it's I'm feeling frustrated or sad. Sometimes it's satisfied. Sometimes it's calm. And for me, if the emotion is anywhere near satisfied or calm or happy or peaceful, basically a positive emotion, then I just let myself settle into that. Like we were talking yesterday about savoring our food when we eat it, especially good tasting food. If it tastes good, the emotion tastes good, I let myself taste it as even more and just send a little bit more focus on it tasting good. And if it doesn't taste good, if it's an emotion like what I would say a negative emotion, then what do I do then? If it's a negative emotion, I just know that because of me, it's not that no one else can really, or I believe, I'm choosing to believe that no one else can cause that negative emotion in me. And this really helps me because a lot of times if I'm feeling angry, I really want to lash out against somebody else, or I want them to know about it, or I want to bring them in on my negative emotion. And I think by taking that moment to check in and believing that it's because of me and not because of someone else, I think I just keep everyone else and everything else safe.
Well, it sounds like you hit on some really good pointers, and thank you for expanding on that, because some people don't even know why. So thank you for explaining that. But it sounds like, and this is really very, first of all, it sounds like you're practicing and it sounds like you're living consciously. I talked about that earlier, living consciously. And this living consciously is no easy task. I mean, we were not taught to live consciously. So that's a big, big plus. And then when you talked about the emotions, happy emotions versus sad or angry emotions, it's really very tricky. And what I like to do is separate myself from the emotion, meaning I'm not the one experiencing this emotion. My ego might be experiencing this emotion, that entity, but that vibe, that internal being is not experiencing not even any emotion other than peace. It's not experiencing any anger or any sadness. So I like to practice. It's the practice. I ain't saying I got it mastered by no means. But I like to practice just witnessing. Oh, ego, you feel a little slighted. You feel like you're blaming somebody. Oh, ego, that's what. And so I play with it and I try to keep it light. My purpose is to keep it light to a point where the more I practice it, the quicker I can Not to say jump out of it, that, oh, I need to get out of this fast, but it's just more of a ease. I think you used the word pause, but it's just more of an easy flow as opposed to, oh, it's like this and now I got to change it, or I'm angry and I got to move it. It just relaxing in all of it, because, you know, we're here, I'm here for the contrast. Who was that? It was Lester Levinson. And he said that this plane that we're on, this human plane, this plane of form, this dimension of form, is one of the hardest, one of the most difficult, it's the densest planes to live on. And so it's no joke living here. But there are tools and there are practices that can make the journey that will help you. Your shoulders are down while you're traveling on this journey. It is not easy. It is not easy. It is not easy. There is always something. But practicing what you just said, checking in with your vibe, checking in with the peace, just being conscious, you're ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. And there's always that peace underneath. There's that, even if we can't see it, doesn't feel like it, can't find it, couldn't find it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's down there somewhere. We were looking at those animals in the safari. I mean, we could tell by looking at their eyes and the way they were moving. They're so peaceful.
Well, let's tell everybody what we were at. We were at a wildlife safari retreat. And what it is you drive your car all through, and there's different places, a place for Africa animals, America, mm-hmm. animals from America, animals from Australia.
That's right.
I'm looking at the caller right now through the window. He happens to be outside under the umbrella, and I happen to be inside in the studio. But we were talking about the animals, and you were very fixed on noticing those giraffes, and what did they show you? What did you learn from the giraffe? What did you learn from the animals, including the giraffe and including the tiger and the cheetahs too?
Okay, so the giraffe, well, that's true. I'll say from the giraffe, the way it moved.
How did it move?
It moved like this. Slow. Calculate it's smooth. It was smooth. And something about, it's like a dead giveaway. Smooth moving on the outside to me means smooth going on the inside.
Ooh.
And don't we want this journey smooth? We even, you saw those cheetahs pacing back and forth, pacing, you know, and looking around, and you can see their vibration on the inside from how they moved on the outside.
So you jump from the cheetah to the giraffe, but so the cheetah and giraffe are two totally separate types of energy.
Yes, true. No, that's true. That's true. And some of the cheetahs were lying down, and some of the cheetahs were walking around. I told you when I was journaling, and I could tell that my vibration was different based on the different sides of the journal. And one side I was writing all jaggedy and, you know, crooked and sharp, and that other side was nice and smooth and neat. And there's something about, I can tell my vibration from the inside by what happens on the outside. You know what I'm saying? your jokes, we're talking about being silly. I think silliness, what do y'all think? Are y'all silly? Because we're silly up in here.
Silly is light. Silly is light.
Yeah.
I want to ask you if you feel like sharing. if you feel like sharing. Now our smiles are, let's keep our smile though. If you feel like sharing that story when you were on the way to the airport.
On the way to the airport, let's see what happened.
From New York, and somebody.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I don't want to bring the vibe down. I'm bringing the vibe down, but I want you to walk through what you felt and the steps that you, from the very beginning, what happened, to how you felt. This is a big one, audience. This is a big one. This story, I mean, it shook me. It shook me because, you know, I'm the mother. But this story is evidence of what to practice when someone, take it away, Nathan.
Yeah, okay, so this is really good because this is an actual reality event. You know, we talk about reality, spirituality, and this was putting spirituality to practice in reality. I was chilling, you know, getting ready to leave New York. I had my suitcase. I was actually talking with a friend and feeling, you know, excited to, you know, take a break from the city and get myself to here, to Oregon, to relax and vibe with nature. And there was actually a couple things that happened before that main thing that happened. So we were chatting, and then this little kid came up to me, and he said, "Yo, can you move your bag? Can you move your bag?" And I said,
"You're on the subway." You're on the subway.
Actually, this was outside. This was outside. Yeah, on the street. There's a lot of people. A lot of people around, and this kid said, "You move your bag," and I said, you know, I wanted to say, no, my bag's fine where it is. You move you. But I said, no, it's okay if he wants to move my bag. You talked about what's the peaceful choice. And I said, you know what, it's just peaceful. He's a little kid. I'm just going to move my bag, and he can go out whatever way he wants to go out. Move my bag. Some lady walked by shortly after that and said something under her breath, some kind of under her breath comment to me and my friend. Under her breath, I barely caught it, and I could have talked about it with my friend afterwards, like, oh, look at her, she's in a bad mood, oh, blah, 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 look at her, and I said, no, it's okay, we'll say stuff under their breath all the time, it's all good. And then the third event after those two, now we're leaving, me and my friend are going to cross the street, and this dude passing by, you know, I feel something on my face, like it was raining. I said, what was that? Like it was raining on my face. Lo and behold, some dude had spit on me. He had actually spit on me. I said, that wasn't rain. That's someone's nasty ass saliva. And I looked at him. He looked at me right in the eyes, and I looked at him like, in that moment, I looked at him like, I know what you did. I'm not okay with it, and I am in a moment of, I could attack this person. I mean, I really could attack him. So we made eye contact, and he was walking away from me, and he was looking back at me. And because he was looking at me, he actually ran into somebody else. And in my head, I said, that's just what you get.
That's what he gets.
And he looked a little startled because I gave him my you know, my passive aggressive beady eyes, like I'm gonna get you. I don't get in any fights, but it was one of those moments that I said I could if I wanted to. And I'm going to admit it, I actually thought about, because I was with somebody, there was a part of me that wanted to, like, man up and not let him get away with it and defend myself and show that I can stand up for myself. Whatever that vibe is, I did have that moment that I wouldn't have done if I was by myself. And I knew that the longer I held this really intense anger towards this person, the worse it would be for me and really everyone around me, but really just for me. So I dropped that.
Wait, say that again. Say that again. That's so important. Go ahead. Say that again, please.
Yeah. So it's okay. So the longer I held on to this intense anger towards him, the worse it would be for me.
You know, the worse it would be for you, and the worse you would feel.
The worse I would feel, and then now I'm, you know, not to bring anyone else into the journey, but I feel like it wouldn't have been good for him. I mean, it wouldn't have been good for my friend. Wouldn't have been good for the people around me, but really just for me. So I let go of me. For the first step was letting go of this need to take action, because the action was going to be me pushing him or me hitting him or me saying something to him. So that was the first step, releasing that need.
Which is the first step is really surrendering. So what you did first is surrendering to the moment.
Surrendering, and actually what you said was separating myself from that anger.
Oh.
I was experiencing it, but it's not really who I am on the inside. So that surrender, I like that word. I like the word separation, like what you said earlier, separation. And really, after that separation, I didn't even want to take action. Didn't want to take action. And then this is the next step after that, and this is when I talked to you on the phone later. And the next step was, I guess we could call it forgiveness, if we want to put a name to it, forgiveness of that person, because I really held him accountable. And because we always talk about not taking things personally, I really got to a place where I didn't take it personal. I didn't feel like he attacked me or what he did was about anything that I did. That he did what he did because of whatever he was going through. And there was a moment of what I would call forgiveness towards him.
That is a powerful ass story. And if anybody listening, which, you know, people do listen to the show, I have maybe a half a listener. I know I have one listener, but he only has one ear. But anyway, I digress. If anybody listening, that is what I'm talking about, what to practice. It's not easy. And this is the thing. The struggle was the struggle with the ego. The ego is the one that wanted to attack. The ego is the one that wanted to say something. The ego is the one that, oh, feelings hurt. The ego is the one that wanted to lash out and fight. The ego is the ego's job is to make you feel as bad as possible for as long as possible. And you just said it. If you had attacked, you would have felt bad. It's like shooting yourself in the foot. I'm going to shoot myself in the foot. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to feel bad because you drank poison. So recognize that the more you humble, the more you humble, the more you separate yourself from that ego, the more peace you're going to feel. And it is uncomfortable. It's not easy. It is uncomfortable to let go and humble the ego and break the ego down. But that is your only way. That is the only way that is going to bring you peace. I'm not hating on the ego, but know when it's the ego's voice, when it's the ego's nudge, when it's the ego, you got to do something, say something. I mean, this world teaches us everything backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm here, to set the record straight.
Turn it around and touch the ground and go forward. No, just to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna. This has been such a great show, and before we end the show, I want to give my audience. I said bring a piece of paper and a pen. I'm gonna read off some things for you to practice that definitely subtracts from your happiness. These behaviors, these reactions subtract from happiness. Period. There's no ifs, there's no arguing. This is proven, this is a formula, this is scientific. This subtracts from happiness. I don't want to hear any talk back, audience. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel. Comparing yourself to others. Notice what somebody else is doing. Talking about what somebody else is doing. Thinking anything is serious. Thinking anything is important. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. I love this one. This is for all you. This is for all of you. I'm not even going to say it. People with causes. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Sharing bad news. Sorry, PETA. Sorry, global warming. Sorry, recycler. Sorry, all you people. Another thing, sharing bad news. Expectations, all expectations subtract from your peace. Giving power to words. Nobody can compliment me and nobody can insult me. Words have no power. Attachments, all attachments subtract from peace. Living in the past, living in the future. All judgment. Now, let me put a codicil to the past and the future. Unless you're reminiscing about the past and you're getting a good vibe and feeling good and feeling great, or unless you're visualizing your future, feeling good, feeling great, that's an exception. But you know what I'm talking about, this ego past and this ego future. Oh, my God. Oh, future. Past. All judgments subtract from happiness. Having any kind of preference, and that's a hard one for me because I watch football and I do have a team. Having preferences, resisting what is, trying to control anyone or anything outside of self, complaining about something you have no control over. Here's a good one, getting embarrassed. You know, getting embarrassed, you can't be peaceful and be embarrassed at the same time. And the only reason why people get embarrassed, sorry you people that get embarrassed, is because you care about what somebody else thinks about you. That's the only reason why anyone has that embarrassment gene. And Nathan talked about it earlier, taking anything personally, that subtracts. Worrying subtracts from peace. Assigning a label to any experience. We are experiencing all of these, so many things we experience in every moment. Life is just an experience without a label. Life is an experience without a judgment. Something else that subtracts from happiness is the inability and the resistance to forgive and to let go. Nathan, you talked about that earlier, letting go of his behavior, and it wasn't personal. Being critical of yourself or being critical of others. Needing to be right. I was always right about everything. Right, Nathan? Hello? He's
yes,
gone.
Yes.
Needing,
no, I'm here.
Oh, needing to be right. this is another thing that subtracts from peace and happiness, a lack of personal growth. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you're doing the same things today as you were doing last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you know what I did today? First time in my life, I put the Christmas tree, I took the Christmas tree outside. I usually keep that Christmas tree till the end of the, till at least till the first of the year. Nope, Christmas tree is gone. Christmas is over. Next moment, it's not Christmas anymore. Mm-hmm. Bye, Christmas tree. Bye. Bye, decoration.
Next moment.
Being impatient. All impatience subtracts from happiness. Rushing. Reacting rather than responding. Being rigid. That means you're closed to new beliefs, thoughts, and ideas. When's the last time you changed your mind about a belief you've held on for years? And if you can't quickly come up with an example, then I'm not going to say you rigid, but you rigid.
I'm not going to say you rigid, but you rigid. Wait, can I throw in
Yeah, I ain't saying you rigid, but you rigid.
One.
Please.
Yeah, just with the Christmas tree. How about bringing something into this moment from a past moment that doesn't belong.
Please
I'm inspired
give an
because
example. Give an example.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay. Just because we always, not we always, but we like to use the okay next moment. We're in the next moment because we can have a little argument, a little tiff, and then if we're over it and it's the next moment, then we're cool. But if it's the next moment and then we're talking about the argument and then we're rehashing it and then we're reliving it, that's subtracts from happiness. It's not even in this moment. We talk about dreams too. Sometimes when you have a bad dream, and now we're talking about the bad dream, or we're sharing about the bad dream, but the dream, that dream's over. So it doesn't come to this moment unless we bring it to this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. I love that. And let's I want to share with my audience that Nathan is visiting, and we have had a couple of tiffs. But the interesting about our tiffs and the interesting about our challenges with each other, I know what used to happen. I would get, he was growing up. I was this mommy, my way or the highway, my rules, and you better follow them or else. And now I say the kid, but now the kid grows up. And, of course, he's not taking any more shit from me. He's not taking any more that bossing around or any of that crap. And so now this puppy is ready to go toe-to-toe. But the thing with me is I don't do toe-to-toe anymore. I surrender. I hang up my boxing gloves. But even with that said, there's always a little – not always, but there was little things. And what I love about the relationship, how it's unfolded, Nathan, is we can still go through whatever. I don't care what you say to me or what I say to you. We can go through whatever, and in a matter of moments. I mean, this stuff does not linger. It does not linger, meaning, what is it, a half hour, 15 minutes? For an hour for that the most? I don't even want to give a time, but I know it's short. And that's what it is. It's recovery time.
Yeah, recovery time. It's really short. It's not even. It's so short, and it's like, it's like changing it from a big fork in the road, a big bump in the big roadblock, and now it's just like a little speed bump. It's like a loop, little speed bump loop. And then it's a smooth ride. I mean, sometimes it really does last a few seconds. And then sometimes, 5 minutes. And then the cool part is what has been happening is if there's a moment, there's a little speed bump, it's not you know, we don't really stick around each other for the speed bumps. It's like you now, you enter in your own recovery process. I enter in my own recovery process. You know, we're not in each other's mixes. I think that's another huge, really huge helpful tool, is that when there are speed bumps, you know, we're not, okay, I'm going to help you with your speed bump. You help me with my speed bump. It's like it gets too messy. It's like I'm just going to let you do, you do whatever you need to do. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. Even if we're in a situation where we can't have space from each other, we can at least separate the, you know, I don't need to help you in this moment. You don't need to help me. We're just going to allow each other to be whatever we're being. And sometimes that looks like maybe being quiet. Sometimes it looks like, taking some physical space. Sometimes it means just changing the subject. You know, we don't have to talk about it. Let's do something else. So I like
that.
Well,
this is really what's going on here. And I used it earlier, and I gave it as an example of what subtracts from happiness, and it's an attachment. And what it feels like for me is, and you, I mean, we're mother and son, but there is no attachment, or the attachment is so, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to pat us on the back. The way that we respond to this, we couldn't do it without letting go of the attachment. The attachment of the moment, the attachment, I'm your mother, the attachment of what happened
in
the past,
right.
The attachment. So it really is a practice in detaching from anybody else and how they're feeling or what they're going through.
I like that.
Well,
yeah,
thank
that feels
you.
Right. Detachment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been, I have to say, is my favorite show. It's my favorite Christmas. It's my favorite last couple of days. It'll be my favorite everything. And this is I really like when you come on air, and it was very special. I'm in the studio, and you're outside in the Oregon weather, and I appreciate all of that. I love you. I love you. I love you forever. And that's the end of today's show. If you want to sum up anything, you have something you want to sum up?
No, I love you.
Take away for the audience.
Take away from the audience. Oh, wow. I will say that I love you too. And what I mean by that is I'm letting you do you. And I love that. I love that you do you, and that's really allowed me to love you as much as I can.
Well, I just have one word to say: doo-dee-o, doo-doo-doo, doo-dee-o, doo-doo-doo.
Do-dee-o-do.
Do-dee-o-do
to you.
Well, thank you, audience, for listening. And Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can search YouTube for me, Rebecca Norrington, and or Reality Spirituality. I do have a few videos up. Beep, 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 beep. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime 2019, not 2019, 2019. Join me again next week and next year, 2019. And until then, my audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. Be kind. Be patient and kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a conscious week. Happy New Year, Reality Spirituality audience. Happy New Year.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
All the spirituality.
It's a new experience.
All the spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. All
the spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
All right.
Bye. I love you. Bye.